remind ourselves of the background to the sugya was the machlekes tanoim as to whether tuma is hutra or dechuya b'tzibur. But the place, the last mokim in the sugya where we found this being discussed, the akapona where Reb Shimon was mechiach the halacha the following. There was a zaitige machlekes from which the Gemara was medayik this din as to whether tuma is hutra or dechuya b'tzibur. And that's the machlekes about whether the tzitz needs to be al mitzvah when it needs to be worn in order for tzitz to be meratzah. We've discussed last week, we've discussed in detail the last couple of weeks about the din of ritzui tzitz, that the tzitz is meratzah for any korban that's brought the tumah, at least the tumas ha-kadoshim, whether the dam was nitzma, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur, the tumas ha-kadoshim is the ritzui tzitz, and there's a machlekes whether that only works when the kohen is actually wearing the tzitz or not. And on the back of that, there was a machlekes, which the Gemara understood from that, whether there's an understood machlekes, or whether there's hutra d'chuya b'tzibur. What was that machlekes? So just to see the Gemara again, because the hemshach of the sugya is very interesting, how the Gemara develops this inyan. Shteit hazoi, tanoim, is the Gemara Zayna would base the following. This machlekes, whether hutra d'chuya b'tzibur is a machlekes tanoim. The sani, tzitz ben sheyeshna al mitzchoy, ben sheyina al mitzchoy, meratza edivir Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that the tzitz is meratza on a korban which is brought betuma, whether or not the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only meratzah whilst the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. If he's not wearing it, it's not meratzah. Omale Rabbi Shimon, Kohen Gadol b'yom kippur, yom kippurim yuchiyach. She'ein oidei al mitzchoy yom meratzah. The Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim is yuchiyach. The raya was for the Kohen Gadol b'yom kippur, where the Gemara assumes that there's a ritzu tzitz for the korban of Yom Kippur, which is brought betumah, and yet the tzitz is not worn. But avodas Yom Kippurim, al kaponim, those avodas which are done lefnayim and lefnim, where the halacha is that only wears the four begodim and ishtokin tzitz. Unav for lahochi, the tzitz is meratzah for those korbanos which may have run the zrikas adam, which may have been done betumah. It's a ritzu tzitz, even though it's not being worn. Is Reb Shimon meichach from them as afilo eino idei al mitzvah? It is not meratzah. Omer Reb Yehuda, no. Reb Yehuda holds that he's not meratzah if he's not wearing it. So what's he going to do with the Yom Kippur de Kavoida? Omer Reb Yehuda, hanach, the Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim shetum hutra lebetzibur. And as we've mentioned many times in the past, where if the heter of tuma betzibur is hutra betzibur, it doesn't need to retreat it. So whenever the korban is being brought betuma, when we're talking about a korban tzibur, leman the omer hutra betzibur is mutahokar retreat it. So Reb Yehuda, you're right. That there's a heter in Avodas Yom Kippurim which is done by Tumah. Mm-hmm. But Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, it doesn't need to be Yodei Al Mitzchoy, and therefore even if Be'etzem, when it's Eino Yodei Al Mitzchoy, if the tzitz would not to be Meratzah, Yom Kippur is going to work anyway. So you've got no raya from Yom Kippur that the tzitz has to be worn in order to be Meratzah. Zok de Gemor Mechal de Reb Shimon Sova Tumah Dechui B'tzibur. If Reb Shimon was bringing a raya for Yom Kippur, that when it's Eino Yodei Al Mitzchoy, it's Meratzah from Yom Kippur, which is talking about korbanos tzibur, Muzdoch Zayim, that Reb Shimon holds Be'etzem, that the heter of korban of a korban tzibur which is brought betumah is only dechuya, and if it's dechuya, it needs to have ritzui tzitz, and therefore we can be mechiyach that the tzitz activates its heter even when it's not wearing it from the avodas of Yom Kippurim, where there's a heter of tzitz even though it's not being worn. Mechal de Reb Shimon tzav tumah dechuya he betzibur. So that's a clear machlokes, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, based on Reb Shimon's raya that it works even when it's not being worn from Yom Kippur, that the etz and the heter of korbanos tzibur, which is what he's referring to Yom Kippur, is only before you. It needs ritzitzit, and it's mutter even if it's not wearing. That's the first chelik of the sugya. I'd like to be mashlim a little bit the hemshach of Abaye in the sugya, and perhaps we'll get to see this inyan of the raya of Reb Shimon from Yom Kippur, perhaps in further detail. How the Gemara continues with this. Amar Abaye. The Nishbarat sits, the Kula Amale Pliga de Limerat. The Gemara says the following. The world wants to be Mazbe, qualify this Machlikas as to whether he eats having sits. So, the Nishbarat sits, if the tits is broken, in other words, there is no tits available to be worn, then everybody agrees that the tits are Nishbarat. Not what's there. And the Gemara goes on to bring that's based on Psukim. The Gemara's without the Psukim later on to that effect, that Nishbarat sits, the Kula Amale Pliga de Limerat. Ki Pliga de Tolib Asichsa. There is a tzitz, but the tzitz is being hung up on a peg, it's put aside. The tzitz is available, not broken, is a machlekes Reb Shimon Reb Yehuda, whether that situation of tzitz is meratzav or not. In other words, it's not being worn, but it's available to be worn. Avdam is the machlekes. Reb Yehuda Sova, the emes is that this whole machlekes of wearing the tzitz and broken tzitz is all a very interesting kind of a lomdus, a kind of a svara. What's the tzad be'etzem that the tzitz should be meratzah even if he's not wearing it? What's worse if it's broken? What's the nekudah if it's broken? It's gemetam sukim. You would to say, avada, if the tzitz is broken, so what is there to be meratzah about the tzitz? And the shtok and tzitz. What do we need to find sukim to tell us that if there's no tzitz, the tzitz is not meratzah? Yeah. But be'emes is medaf hashtein b'chal. What is the tzad that the tzitz is meratzah even when he's not wearing it? Well, how does ritzui tzitz work? Well, even if the kohen gadol is not wearing it, it's a tzoknishkin tzitz. So be'emes, we have to understand how this works, and after we'll be mashing the sugya and try and understand a little bit further. But the Rebbe Shimon is mechiyah that it works even if he's not wearing it. For avodas yom kippurim. So what's Rebbe Shimon trying to say? And the pshat is that the tzitz is meratzah if the kohen gadol wears it whenever it's appropriate for him to wear it, let's call it. He wears it when he's supposed to wear it. So that covers all the eventualities, all the chetintas, even if punked when the problem of tumah had a time, happened to be at a time when lemaisa he wasn't wearing it, over the oiftu, the mind of the kohen gadol wearing the big dekuna achieves kapora not just for that particular time. Says machaper, and he achieves kapora for other circumstances also, for other times also. The Moshul, the Gemara says that tzitz is a very, very miyuchid kind of a kapora, because the Torah tells us it's meratz of avoyna kotrin for tumah. The Gemara says that other things, the me'il is mechapa choysa loshon hora, not zachar stated the Gemara, all big dekun or merab, or mechapa avoyna zora, loshon hora, various things, as a loose Moshul. Mestaber is that those kaporas are not necessarily the Torah, punkt on what he's wearing it. That which the Kohen Gadol wears, it achieves that. Give us a kapora, give us a tikkun. It's mechapa on certain avoyna. Is connected there, or the Shimon is of the Beseda, or who are then the tzitz of that the Kohen Gadol wears? It doesn't have to be Dafka wearing, is wearing it. It can achieve a kapora by the fact that he wears it. Whenever he wears it, it's going to go to Tola Kapora. Yes, I don't know, but I think that the Gadol, we don't find it's not so, it's very difficult to put your point on it because there's no kapora or no tikkun which is tail on it. It's an inyan. The other Gadol is an inyan. I'm just using it as a lamashla. I'll say, I never got it where there's an inyan, each one has a tikkun. Likely is this punkt when he's wearing it, the fact that when he wears it brings a kapora. So, but David is a Reb Shimon of Gehalta, that the fact that the Kohen Gadol wears the tits, whatever it is, it's like very interesting to understand this. That if the Kohen Gadol is not stopped wearing the tits and afterwards it becomes tummy, does he have to wear it again to be the Kapil of Mafreya? Is it the next time he does it for the last time or the future? It's Nishkla exactly what it means, even if it's not Eldei Al Mitzvah. Oh, the plan is the fact that that's Lechoyr, the Svara that we can understand. The Emes is, though, that's not so poshut. Because if Abaya goes on to say that when it's broken, it's zichah not meratzah, so there is a daf v'shtein up to a whole new dimension in this nidden. If the nidden is only that the pshat is that it's meratzah for when he wears it, don't wear it, it's nothing. Don't wear it the whole time. So vos at me if punkt is broken b'shas when he's not wearing it, what difference does it make? He's anyway not wearing it. So vos achilik if it's available, it's not available. So from Abaya you can see a different type of shimon. So this pshat in shimon is that it's for when he's wearing it, covers you for all matzavim, covers you. Bein b'shas when he wears it, when b'shas when he doesn't wear it. If the ritzi is tefila be'etzem when he's wearing it, then that's how I would have understood the Shimon's for all to begin with. It's for when he's wearing it. That means to say, it's for when he's wearing it, it covers you for situations even when he's not. That means that those times when he wears it, covers you for all other chetimtzes as well. As able to chachat chilek etrach pshat in Reb Shimon. Even it's not a day of mitzvah, but saying it doesn't need to wear it the whole day. Whereas a few hours a day, it's machapa for any tumor that may be. For Nabaya Zetman, now that's not the pshat. For Nabaya Zetman, but if it's broken, it's not meratzah. What's my nafkim in if he's not wearing it anyway, if it's broken or bilish? What's the vo'in of Abaya? What difference does it make if he's anyway not wearing it? So Nabaya Zetman, that's finished, that's a posh. Nabaya, someone sees, there needs to be a tzitz available. There needs to be an option to be able to wear the tzitz. For which you can see that the vortin, even eino de al mitzvah be mechaper, is not the pshat, it's because when it wears it, he wears it, covers it for all other times as well. The pshat is, as those was, there is a tzitz available for him to wear, which is really a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush in the havon of tzitz. Vos get mechon, there's a tzitz available, it's on the peg, it's in the cupboard. What can it achieve for me, the fact that I can have a tzitz? This vort of nishbar tzitz, the kulal, but doesn't work. Zetman, I'm saying, Tzitz Beratza, the pshat is, because there's a tzitz available for him to use, and whenever he needs it, when he decides to use it, he takes it. So the tzitz can be Beratza in all eventualities, all circumstances. But we need, that means that which achieves the kapora at the time when he's not wearing the tzitz is the fact that there's availability of the tzitz. The availability of the tzitz, thus to tell for me that there should be a kapora, even if it's not wearing it, it doesn't need to be worn, but it needs to be available. That's Abai's connection to the Rav Shimon. All the din of Abai, on Bamas, and Gevoita Pesukim, also Chizol. Wearing it is enough to achieve kapora of all times. So if Abai, Nishna Pshat is wearing it is enough to achieve a kapora of all times. Wearing it, however much the time would be to wear it, once a day, whatever it is, Nishka Rafkamina, how often it would be. The pshat is not the pshat, is that wearing it for whenever he does covers you all circumstances. Because even when it's broken, the nishkanaf gemina, when he's wearing it, is wearing it. No, Abaya Zetman, that there needs to be, it needs to be available. And you always consider the kohen gadol with the tzitz, because it's one unit, it's connected the whole time. He wears it sometimes, he doesn't wear it sometimes. But it needs to be there so that you can consider it to be meratza, even at times when Pukti is not wearing it, but you look as if the kohen gadol is still oisik with the tzitz, because he could take it any time and put it on. If there's nothing available for him to put it on, then he's not connected anymore with his tzitz. Yeah, for Zaitik Yisimus. You can't put it on because the Avodah doesn't allow him. It's Taka Chiddush, you're right, Behemoth. What's the Nafkimina? I've been seeing Kippurim, but he can't wear it because the Torah doesn't allow him to wear it. Well, it's broken. So it's a Nafkimina. This is a big Chiddush, this is what a broken tzitz. But you can see, no, then this to be available. That's it. Don't tzitz him around, sir. The tzitz is being around because it's available for him to wear it. For whatever it's appropriate. If it's not available, then he can't consider it that Kohen Gadol is wearing a tzitz anymore. So, what happened when he did wear it? He did. It's history. The wearing the tzitz is no longer relevant to him if it's not available. It's not available, the tzitz, and the fact that he would and can wear it whenever it's available, that's the chilek of the ritz. As I said, it needs to be there. Yeah, you could suggest that was the fact that there is a mitzvah and the tzitz in the world, but that's already much more of a chiddush. You could learn what the Gemara means to say, the tzitz is meratza, whatever it is. It doesn't need to be worn, bechlal. I said, no, tzitz is meratza. Sorry? Yeah. Well, what does Tommy Lerotzen mean? Tommy Lerotzen means that which is there. Doesn't have to be connected to the wearing of the Kohen Bechal. Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchok suggesting a different slant on this. And the pshat is that the pshat in having the tzitz, or when the tzitz is broken, it doesn't have to be anything to do with the levisha of the Kohen Gadol. That alone, that there is a tzitz, the fact that there's a tzitz available in the belt. That is gedash for the psukim, that we have to see. The machlokes about whether it's meratzah, because we'll see about that why there is no tzitz. The kula alma learns from the psukim it's not meratzah. So as I say, Rabbi Yisrael suggesting the pshat is because the mitzvahs in the belt has nothing to do with the kohen's wearing it. Bichlal, I said, the tzitz is machapa. For me, that's a big chiddush. That's just the thing. Well, what's upset? Tzitz in the cupboard is upset. Could be that stuck on the pshat. Or the pshat is no. Are the tzitz available? Keenan's considered that the levishas kohen is available. It's ready. It's connected with it. He could wear it if he wanted to wear it.
It's not covered, isn't it? And it's nishbar, not the tzitz after the time.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not sure, Taka. Right, the Gemara says by Nishbar, Taka doesn't work. But what happens if he's not wearing it? Nothing happens. Rav Shimon holds it even when he's not wearing it. So how do the times connect? Does he need to wear it? Bechlal? You never need to wear it. But when it's on there, Mitzvah, Nishal, there, Mitzvah, Rav Yitzchok, Taka, the fact that there is a tzitz, doesn't get up, can it? You never need to wear it, Bechlal. Is there any Shia's man that you need to wear it? Doch Rav Shimon was a hal that even if when you're not wearing it, it's Machafa. I don't know, not sure. The pshat is that. The mitzvah of the tzitz is meratz again. The pshat is no. For those times when he wears it, it covers you all like a tzitz. It's a gedol to meratz. For later, it's meratz. For earlier, I'm not sure. As I say, this phenomenon that is meratz, even when you're not wearing it, the pshat is, it's got nothing to do with levisha. The mitzvah of the tzitz is meratz, nothing disconnected from levisha. Or the dismanim for levisha is meratz, I've done dismanim eichet. If that will be this, so what's enough given if you have a tzitz later on the nish? There is some connection. Unless we have Yitzchok Zog, the pshat is it's there, it's meratza, not the levisha, the mitzvah, the tzitz, and meratza, nothing to do with whether levisha or the nish. Up upon him, Zog, the Gemara might answer. So Abaya Zog, there is a machlokes of Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's meratza, b'shas, when he's not wearing it or the nish, or if it's broken, that was about the nish. Then everybody agrees that it doesn't work. Yeah, let's say because the mitzvah and the tzitz is meratza. Let's just assume it now. Simple life. Over Abaya, but Nishma says to Kulam the Bligid the Lemiratza. Keep Bligid the Tolibasichs. If it's put away in the cupboard, then it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Sova, Al Metzach, Venoso. Only if he's actually wearing it, then there's a dinais Maratza. Rabbi Shimon Sova, Tomin Yerotzen, Tomin Yerotzen. He's always, even at the times when he's not wearing it, the Pneasha. My tomid. So Rav Shimon gave darshan the apostle, what's tomid mean? Ilema tomid al mitzchoy. If you're going to say that tomid means that he has to wear it tomid, and therefore it's lerotzen. When the Torah is telling us tomid, it means the levishah needs to be tomid, and that's why it's lerotzen, because the levishah is always tomid. Ilema tomid al mitzchoy. Mi mashkachaslam. Ilay boy mayel lebeis achisay. Ilay boy mayinam. So the Gemara, it's the lack of zayin at times when the kohen needs to go and relieve himself. He can't say he has to wear it the whole time. It's not shaykh to wear tomid. Tomid means tomid. It means what it says. Al kabbalim kol shos ayoyim lachol apochos asher shos alayi. The place is just make tomid. I'm talking about sure in the havamin of the Gemara that you need to wear it tomid. What does tomid mean? Only during the daytime hours or even in the nighttime hours? I'm not sure what the Gemara gehalten. Even the shalei b'shas when he can do any avodah in the mikdash, almost af zayin tomid. So the Gemara frigged Ashay le mile boy meina. Mile boy meina means he has to be able to sleep, because he can't sleep in the tzitz. If in a half a minute, it's only in daytime hours that tomid, so he doesn't need to necessarily sleep in the day. What's the greatest tiny of the Gemara? Mile boy meina. So mashman the Gemara gehalten that tomid is the ganze tzitz. He has to wear it the whole time. Obviously the Gemara says it's not shaykh. There must be times when the Kohen Gadol will not be expected to wear it, either times of Beis HaKisei or the times when he sleeps. Al koponim. Zot Reb Shimon, tomid rotz davada doesn't mean that he has to wear it, tomid. No, tomid is rotzen. And the tomid meratze. It's meratze tomid. But Amadi doesn't wear it, tomid. When does he wear it? He wears it whenever he wears it. Whenever it works out for him, he wears it. B'shas avodah. Al koponim. So the Gemara says that from then, Zot Reb Shimon, the word tomid is talking about the ritzui, but it's not talking about the levisha. So Zot Reb Shimon, you can see that it's meratze, even if not b'shas levisha. Even if it's not b'shas levisha. When Rabbi Yehuda says, "Nein, al metzach v'nosa." It's only meratze if he's wearing it, not if he's not wearing it. Or Rabbi Yehuda, "Nami yoksev tomid." The Gemara says, "What's Rabbi Yehuda with tomid?" Because Rabbi Yehuda, you don't wear it tomid, then it's not meratze tomid. It's only meratze when you're wearing it. So what's the word tomid mean bechlal? So the Gemara hung you tight. Against the nine pshat in what this din of tomid means, who tomid sheloi yasiach dai to bimenu. He has to be continuously aware of the tzitz of the tzitz. And he's never allowed to be misiach das, his focus of mind. He has to be aware the whole time of the tzitz that he's wearing. And the tomid means, it's the lefnei Hashem that is the tomid according to Rabbi Yehuda. Venosa tomid means that you have to kaseda, or let's call it venosa tomid, divide those words. Venosa tomid according to Rabbi Yehuda means there has to be awareness of his wearing the tzitz tomid. That's what it means according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Al Metzach Venosa tells me it's only Beratza when he's wearing it. What does Venosa Tomid come to tell us? Venosa Tomid tells us that he has to be aware, he's not allowed to forget at any stage that he's wearing the tits. He has to be fully aware the whole time that this tits is being worn. More than all the other begodim, you wear them like all begodim. A person doesn't need to be considered aware or mindful of the other begodim that he wears. The tzitz is something that he needs to be mindful of the whole time. Thus, main tomid, benosa tomid, b'fle Hashem tomid, there's a din that he has to occupy. The benosa tomid means he has to be aware to say that he is wearing the tzitz. Shalei yaseyach dai to bimeno, kedir rabba. And the Gemara learns a very interesting halacha, gebot on this din of tzitz, which is l'chayra only a din akunz Rav Yehuda, akunz Rav Shimon and Shlaz al-din. Akunz Rav Yehuda that there's din tomid which tells us the awareness, the mindfulness of the tzitz the whole time. Not, it's neither worn tomid nor meratze tomid, but tomid, venosa tomid. So the Gemara, kederabe barafuna, the Omer Rabbe barafuna, chayav odom lemashmesh b'tfilah b'chol shor b'shor, kal v'choyim v'tzitz. So the Gemara, that a person has to be mashmesh b'tfilah, he has to be touching, holding his tfil in the whole time. Mashmesh means the whole time he has to be connected and feeling them the whole time. Why? Kal v'choyim v'tzitz. Siddur alocha from tzitz, which has told us that it has to be tomid shelo yaseach daito, he has to be mindful of the tzitz the whole time. So the Gemara from this halacha of venosa tomid, a person's awareness, we learn from a tefillin of kal v'chayma. Chai v'adam mashvash b'chid v'fila b'chol shor v'shor, kal v'chayma mitzitz. Uma tzitz she'im b'y elo azkor achas. Tzitz is one shem Hashem, kodesh Hashem. When the Torah says, Omra Torah al mitzchoy tomid, a person has to be aware al mitzchoy the whole time that it's al mitzchoy. He has to be aware tomid that he's wearing it. Etonish v'siach da'in das from this din of the tzitz. Shalei yaseach da'ati mimenu. Tfilin sheish ben azkores harbe al achas kama v'kama. So tfilin when there's a lot of azkores, avada kol shekein that tfilin, you have to be aware the whole time. Therefore, consequently, you have to be memashmish the whole time to keep your awareness of the wearing the tfilin and that's the tzitz. And that's nilmar from this din of al mitzchoy tomid was leitzach from tzitz. Interesting, just b'derech agav in halacha. This halacha that you have to be mashmash with tefillin, but based on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, you have to be mashmash. Everybody knows you have to be aware. Whatever it means, I'm going to start a discussion about what the reasons for this is, and I'd like to get to see that soon. But I'll go upon him. There is a halacha just in the cheshbon of the Gemara. There is a halacha about tefillin. There needs to be this awareness, which is mechayev mishmash in the tefillin. The emes is that lechayra al pi cheshbon in the sugya lehalacha. This din lechayra shouldn't apply. Because this din of Tomid by Tzitz is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't learn the din of Meratza Tomid. Rabbi Shimon learns from Tomid that it's Meratza Tomid even when he's not wearing it. That's what Rabbi Shimon learned. Even if he's wearing it, whether he's wearing it, whether he's not wearing it, it's Kaseida Meratza. It's Kaseida Meratza. But, or Al Kaponim, Alocha will have to leave the Cheshbon Alocha because it's not close. That's how we pass into this Machlokes because Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda divided on Alocha. Or Al Kaponim, let's leave the Cheshbon Alocha, but the Cheshbon in the Sugi Al Kaponim. That this din of Tomid, Lechayra, only applies to Rabbi Yehuda. Was Rabbi Yehuda how? That it's only Mechaper when it's Odeon. It's like, not when it's not Odeon. It's like, Oivazoy, the din of Tomid comes to tell him is the awareness that he has to know, then there's a Kal Vachomer. According to Rabbi Shimon, was Rabbi Shimon how bad is the din of Tomid his family is Meratza even when he's not wearing it? According to Rabbi Shimon, there is no din. This din of Shalaya Siyataita, Al Mitzchay Tomid, according to Rabbi Shimon, doesn't exist. There's no din that the Apostle is telling us that you need to have a constant awareness, a constant mindfulness of wearing the Tzvin in Lachrim Shimon. This din, Kal Vachomer, it ticks that you have to be a Mashmash, and it's not Lachrim Shimon, it's only because of Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll have to investigate the plaque to know how that works. But Akabodah divided the Cheshman of the Sugya, Lachrim Rabbi Yehuda was Tomid, it's not Meratza Tomid, it's Al Mitzchay Tomid, awareness Tomid. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's Meratza Tomid, it's not going to be Al Mitzchay Tomid, this whole Allah of Tfilin, Kal Vachomer, it ticks, Lachrim, it's not Lachrim Shimon. Okay, so we'll bear that in mind dividing the Cheshman of the Sugya. Zod der Gemara Kaponim az khayb od der mashmish fil be khol shov shol kal vkhoy be mitzit. Ma mitzit shei bel az kol achas omlo tur al mitzit tovet. Shlo yesi av dayte be menu. This is the din of al mitzit, you have to be aware of it the whole time. Tvilin shei yesh ben az kol es harbe al achas kama ve kama. Be derach agav just in pshat al luli through the Gemara. The kind of clear into Santa Shaila, is there a halacha in tzitz that he has to be mamashmish in the tzitz also the whole time? We're learning a kalachim in mitzitz. It's finished that you have to be mamashmish in order to be aware. Is the halacha also true in tzitz? Is the halacha anywhere in Rambam that you have to be mamashmish in the tzitz the whole time? The chayra, if the makayra of the din of mishmish of tefillin is from tzitz, then the tzitz of adam gadav zan a din that you have to be mamashmish the whole time. Interesting. Rashi in Pashas Tetzava tells us that there is. It's very interesting. There's a discussion in Bechas Peretz and under in Achreinim as to whether is there a din mishmash by tzitz. By tefillin, there's mishmash. The chayyav tzitz. Rashi says there is. In Rambam, I don't think brings anywhere there's din of mishmash by tzitz only by tefillin. Although if there's a din al mitzchay tovid, lachayyav should be mechayyav mishmash. Nothing less. Al kaponim, the ma'ase said there's a din shelo yaseiach daitei by tefillin, which is learned from tzitz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that was a din of tovid. Yeah. So the Gemara weiter asoi. Or the Rav Shimon, the Omar Tomid Meratzahu, v'hoksev al mitzchay v'nosa. Rabbi Yehuda doch gelernt al mitzvah v'nosa, that's only meratza when you're wearing it. Oh, but Rav Shimon says, no, Tomid meratza. So what's the al mitzvah v'nosa? What's the Torah telling us by al mitzvah v'nosa? So the Gemara's got nothing to do with ha'hu l'kvoy alay mokim hu da'osa. It's coming to tell you where to wear it. It's not coming to tell us that al mitzvah is not telling us that it's only activated when you're wearing it. It's Tomid meratza. It's telling you where to put it. Where it has to be worn. Ha'hu l'kvoy alay mokim hu da'osa. Rabbi Yehuda, lekvar lemokim in all the effect they were according to Rabbi Yehuda. So where is that din lekvar lemokim? Where does it come from? If the din that we're learning from al mitzchay tomid coming to tell us that it's only meratza when he's wearing it, so lekvar lemokim in all it. So the Gemara nafkele me al mitzchay. Yeah. So the says tazoi the Gemara says al metzach ba al mitzchay. There's an extra drasha to come and to tell us where he has to wear it. So the Gemara, Rav Shimon Nami, Teipu Klei Me'al Mitzchoy. So the Gemara, Nachanami, Al Mitzchoy, V'nosa Me'obid Lei. That says, the Mokim is learned from Al Mitzchoy. It's telling us already where it needs to be worn. So what's the Smichas of V'nosa? If the Mitzchoy is enough to tell us where it needs to be worn, so the Smichas of Mitzchoy, V'nosa, L'chayre, is not necessary, even according to Rav Shimon. Amalacha, Roi Le'metzach Meratze, She'eino Roi Le'metzach, Eino Meratze, La'afuke, Lishbar Atzitz, Le'meratze. Sorry? Oh, so what after about that? Because the Gemara says Roy Latit. The Gemara calls it Roy Latit. Yeah, oh, so that's what I was going to tell you about. That's also the Gemara. The Pshat HaZoi. The Gemara is telling us a puzzle that when it's broken, that it's not Meratza. Look, if the Pshat is that when the Tzitz being Meratza when you're not wearing it, is because the metzius is that you've got a tzitz around is good enough. So what's that machon apostle that when it's broken that it's not meratz? If the pshat is, we were clearing before, what's health the tzitz, but if and when you're not wearing it, it's available but you're not wearing it. So Rabbi Yitzchak of Bakhtayna, the pshat is because the metzius of the tzitz around is enough to be meratz, even if you're not wearing it. So what do you need a posel for that when it's broken it's not meratz? And there's no metzius of the tzitz. So how could they have a minute that works when it's broken? Then why would not have a posel? It works when you're not wearing it, not if it's broken. So if the pshat in this halacha is, it could be after the posel that maybe the havana, but afraid of what we need a posel for. There must be a havamina that it could be meratza when you even when it's broken. How can it be meratza when it's broken? The pshat is mechayir is crying a havamina. But say that on those occasions when you wear it, as I say, for how long? For when veisach nishgenoi? Oh, but for the fact that the kohen wears it whenever he wears it or is available whenever he wears it, that's enough to be able to cover for other circumstances. Well, it can't be the metzias of having the tzitz. If there's no tzitz, there's nothing left of it. Before. So what's kenzai meratza? What do you need a posel for? So there must be a tzad at least before the posel that which is meratza is the times when you do have it, the times when you are wearing it. Yes, can we clear not the posel? When the posel says that having it, you need to have a tzitz, but the mice are not broken. What does it mean? Does it mean now after Tachmir Rabbi Yitzchak goes up the lom, does not the posel is the metzius of the tzitz is meratza? Or the name, it's meratza, whatever it is, so long, because you've got a chance that you could wear it, or for those times when he did wear it, so long as you've got an availability to wear it, it's meratza. But that first day, what this lom does is of being meratza when you're not wearing it, and still need a posel now when it's broken up.
But
yeah,
it must be that
though,
because one who's wearing his arm.
Yeah. Meratza,
not
meratza. Yeah. Meratza, that's not considered wearing. No, there's no difference in the cupboard. The shayla is, why was he achieving in the cupboard? Why is it meratza when he's not wearing it? Is it because sometimes it's wearing that covers always? Or is it because the tzitz, to be meratza, you just need to have one? You don't have to ever need to wear it. It's just the fact that you've got a tzitz, which is what Rav Yitzchak Stein is meratza, because you've got one. Which may be the pshat. If that's true, what do you need to posel that when you don't have one is not meratza? You don't have one then, because the zichah was a tzad that you're meratza, even when you don't have one. Why? Because other times when you do have one. Let's just finish off the sugya. Okay, so the Gemara that we've got a machloikus clear the kula alma according to Rabbi Shimon when it's broken. With a posel, it's like an amaratza. According to the Shimon Abba, when it's available, when it's there, put away in the cupboard, it is maratza. And that he learns from the din of Tommy, that Tommy the Rotsen is always, it's always maratza the whole time. Rabbi Yudah learns a whole new din of Tommy, a different din of Tommy altogether, that a person has to be aware of the tzitz Tommy, which actually according to the Shimon is also. The Yisoid of the Sugi is a machlokes al tatash Tommy. The Shimon teaches Tommy that the Ritzah is Tommy, and the Rabbi Yudah teaches Tommy that Tommy is awareness is Tommy. And besides that, Rabbi Yudah Tarai Faket from the Pesuk in which we have to deal with. Rabbi Yudah says only Venoso, Al Mitzchay, that Al Mitzchay Venoso, that the Kapora is only when it's Al Mitzchay. Al Mitzchay, then it's Venoso Avin. It's only considered a tikkun when it's Al Mitzchay. Venoso means the Kapora, Al Mitzchay, there's only a Kapora where you're wearing it. And Rabbi Shimon Darshan is the Pesuk Al Nisso where it needs to be worn, etc. I'd like to mention before we get to see the Arachov of the Sugya of Mishmashah Tzitz, etc. It's also an interesting halacha. An interesting cheshman of Tzitz. Let's start with the Tzitz that is done before Rishon Lezion of the Sugya. What's up the Gemara Genash? According to Rabbi Yudah, that Rabbi Yudah says that it's Meratza even when you're not wearing it. So what's the din of Tomit coming to tell us? So the Gemara, Shaluya, Hu Tomit, Shaluya, Siyam, Daitim, Menuk, the Rabbah. What's Rabba? Rabba tells you, if you see it by Twilin, this culture came from Tzitz, the Makori is this different Tzitz. Umar Tzitz, Eim Beres Kolachas. It's Tomit, you have to have an awareness, is Avada, Twilin, which is many of us. So Tzitz is Taimili. So Tzitz is this Kalvachim is a Shvera Kalvachim. To learn the din of the awareness, Mishmash of Twilin, the awareness that you wear in Twilin, you learn from Tzitz. So Tzitz is Taimili. Lifrach Mala Tzitz, Shekein Hashem Hu Begoli. So there's a very big difference between the Shem Hashem and the Tzitz and the Shem Hashem and the Tzvilin. The Shem Hashem and the Tzitz is open. The Shem Hashem and the Tzvilin, all the parashiyos are all covered over. Mamela, how can you learn that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das? There needs to be awareness of the fact that you're carrying the Shem Hashem, Lemon, and Tzitz. So no Shaykh is there, it's already covered over. There isn't the same covered, or the bizoyin, or the whatever the awareness is, and we have to learn the sugya a bit, what this awareness means. But I'll go upon him when there's an open Shem Hashem, and I'm other listens, there's Shem Hashem over there, but I covered Shem Hashem. It's a whole different kind of a din to be mechavad, or to be aware of something which is covered over. So it says, no, but outside the tefillin also, in the folds, in the bends, in the tshorim, you've also got the Shem Hashem which you can find. You can't make this kal v'chayim and halachas, which is nishkan, there's no halacha l'mishim yisina about these. It's a shem ha-miyuchud ben dalad ha-isiyas, it's a whole different shem Hashem. Even if you were to look at the kibbutzim, you get the shakai, the shakai with yudke vodke, it's a totally different shem, it's a different level of kedushas Hashem. So in tefillin, the shemas are all covered. That which you find in tefillin on the outside, it's not the shame Hashem. It takes as much tzuch on this whole din that you can compare the covered of the awareness of tefillin from tzitz. Benirli amori dekechilish and tesis. The eidu kal v'chomer gomer deraisa alavid rabbanu enochanami. There's pirchos on this kal v'chomer. The shame Hashem in tefillin is not something which is compared in any way to the shame Hashem of tzitz. Very important. The stam halacha l'maisa kunte tesis is din as a din rabbanu, the din of tefillin. Because we've got many shamers, because it's sheyesh ba askoras harbe. Technically, in the lomdas of kal v'chomer, the tzitz is more chomer because the shamers begolui. Oh, it's a svara that because it has a mile, it just means that there is something in tefillin which tzitz doesn't have in the number of the shemus. The stava chazal of memachmeg ven in adin, which tzitz has min atoira because of tomid being aware of it, but the rabban is not awareness of tefillin. So tesis first, you say, tesis understands this din of mishmush awareness of tefillin is the rabban, which can do raisa. But I just want to mention a very interesting taich for Sibirsky Rov, Vil Zogin to find from Tesis Kash. It's a bit like for Tesis, but Rambam doesn't hold like Tesis, but I just want to just tell you the Svor, Zog Nashlach is Svor. He says, Tesis is understanding that the reason why there's a din to have the awareness of the tzitz the whole time, the din told me that there is a tzitz, is because of the Kedushas, because there is a shame. So really, in effect, it's the shame Hashem which a person needs to be aware of, connected to it. Now, listen, Kaseidah. And Taisa says, if that's the case, if it's the shame which requires this awareness, it's a shame which is covered over. It's a shemishna zel b'chayma. You don't have to be mechaber the shame which is covered over, the same way as the shame which is begol. He says, but Luli Livra Taisa, so we wouldn't understand the longness of the Gemara differently. The Gemara is not talking about the awareness of the shame in itself, intrinsically. The Gemara is talking about the awareness of the tzitz. The tzitz is something which we can say they have to be connected to, because it carries the Shem Hashem. And what the Gemara means to say is the following. The tzitz has the Kedushas Hashem written on it. And because it's got the Kedushas Hashem, it's something which, anything which carries the Shem Hashem, is something which we have to be mechabed the whole time. It's not the Hashem, the Shem Hashem in itself, which is calling out to us to be mechabed. It's the carry of the Shem Hashem. This is the way the Brisker Rav understands the Gemara. And he brings a very nice, the deek and the longness of the Kal V'chomer, the Gemara. The Baldam is that, so the inner carry of the Shem Hashem as a dinner, but that isn't anything which is carrying the Shem Hashem daf mechabetzah, nish mezalzel sedam, whatever this dinner of Siyach Das is. But say it's not that the Kal V'chomer, the Gemara has nothing to do with whether it's open or whether it's closed. If it's the Shem Hashem itself which is the problem, then Avada, often a Shem Hashem and a covered Shem Hashem is not the same. It's nothing to do with whether it's open or closed, it's got to do with that, their keli, of which is inscribed with the Shem Hashem daf mechabetzah. Whether the inscription is something which is covered, open, or the closed, the tefillin which carry the Shem Hashem have more chashivas than the tzitz which carries the Shem Hashem, because the tefillin has got more of the Shem Hashem. It's, as I say, it's not the cover of the Shem Hashem in its intrinsically in its own right, in which case you could say once it's covered over, it's already not the same. No, forget, it's a nishvitesis. And it's with the halt of the Rambam is b'chuyim in atayru. He's answering tesis kasha and going nishvitesis. I think they're right. The length and tzitz are. And he says the following cheshvan in Kal V'chomer. He says, if the pshat were to be that it's the Shem Hashem itself, which is what we need to be connected to, we need to be aware of the Shem, not the tzitz or the tefillin as such, it's the Shem. He says, what's the Kal V'chomer of the Gemara? The tzitz has got one Shem and the tefillin has got 10 Shemes. But say that each Shem is a din, you have to be mechavadim. That's not, it doesn't make a Kal V'chomer. If you need to do it for one, you need to do it for two. Each one, about it. If one you need to do. So each one has got its din, but after mechavadzai. Where's the Kal V'chomer? You've got the same din times two. Something that happened on the Gemara Nishtazay. The kavuchedet pshat is the tzitz is what you have to be mechaber, because the tzitz itself has got Hashem Hashem. If you need to be mechaber, the tzitz has got Hashem Hashem, then the tefillin, which has got many shavas of Hashem, is the tefillin is mechaber. That's not kavuchedet. The etzim being mechaber from the tefillin of the tzitz. If the tzitz with one shavas is mechaber, then the tefillin with many shavas is mechaber. If it will be the shavas, it's not kavuchedet. One shavas is mechaber, two shavas is mechaber. That's not kavuchedet. That's a poshta havona in what he's bringing in the Gemara. So he was understanding Nishvi Tesis in what the Havona of what the din of cover that we're learning from. We're learning that the carry, the tail of the Ramam clear that the din taka is the din deraisa, that you have to, whether Mishmash is deraisa or the Nish, whether this is the way in which you need to be aware of the Tvilin or not Kemadan Zain, but the Edson din that you need, that sits and Tvilin are both the din deraisa of the awareness of being connected to the Tvilin is Zera Bichtigazah. Now, Boisad Laitaka, we're already discussing this din. Just to share with you a little bit of the famous words of the Shagav Zari. I must often hear some bar mitzvah boys discussing this din of the Shagav Zari, which discusses the halacha of Hesach Hadas by Tzvilin. But I must say, it's sourced very much in the Cheshvin of our Gemara. And actually, we'll give ourselves a chance to say a little bit of the Shagav Zari. And but other Yonah will be Hashem Bimashlim another time if the action, the Al Mitzvah, when you're wearing it, when you're not wearing it, the Din of Kippur, etc. And that's as just to share in brief. What the Shagav Zari is discussing is the following. This halacha of Shalo Yasiach Daitei from the Tefillin. What does it mean, Shalo Yasiach Daitei? You have to be aware of the Tefillin. What kind of a din is that Mechayev has to do? What do we need to do? What does it mean? What does it mean to be connected? So by Tefillin, it's a halacha which is Negei Kaseidah. It says we don't have a tzitz, so we're not sure exactly how to apply it to the tzitz. Of the Shagav Zari, he starts off with a Rosh. That's it, says a Feinish Simen Simen Lamed Tes. And he starts out with the Rosh, and the Rosh says, and the Rosh brings a Gemara Bemas for the state, that the Gemara discusses about Shinas Arai with the Tefillin. Sleeping with the Tefillin. Bima kemachan a Shinas Arai with the Tefillin. The Rosh ha-shayla, v'im toima, ha-heich Shinas Arai muta, v'ale osa l'siach daite mehem, v'v'sha Hashem isnamdem, v'iz bima siach daite. The Rosh v'ita meru v'ikikash. How is it Shayach Mechal to discuss a Shinas Arai with Tefillin? How you do it? What you do it? Chaylitz, nish chaylitz, depending on what you sleep, how you sleep, where you put them. So there's a halacha that also the Siach Daita, in a chol Siach Hesach Adas, more than a sleep. If a person's asleep, it's being a Siach Das. So Zazan also, mitzad the din of our Gemara, the din is that he's not being aware of the Tefillin B'Shas Mais. Voyoyim Rabbeinu Yoyin, break the Rosh, the din of Rabbeinu Yoyin, v'teich divra Moshe, matzinu, tiris, v'dobo zeh. Devadai Hesach Adas, lo yhava ela kesha'imid b'kalashoish v'schik. He says the Hesach Hadas means that a person shouldn't get to a frivolous kind of an atmosphere or an attitude. What's the mazal in the Kedushas Tefillin? Kedushas Tefillin is mechayev a certain massive of Kovid Rosh. It doesn't mean that you need to be aware the whole time of the Tefillin. But what it does mean is you need to be guarded the whole time not to get to make a kalas Rosh. Therefore, normally a person needs to say the we're aware the Tefillin is always on the Tzimach of the Tzonos, or to lose the seriousness of wearing the Tefillin. When a person is asleep, a person is not in the matzav of kalas rosh anyway. There's no chashash over there that there's something going to happen which is the nishkafi, the kedusha from the tefillin in his attitude. There's nothing wrong. Awareness, in other words, you only need awareness in the matzav where kalas rosh could happen. You need to guard yourself from kalas rosh. This is how the Rosh understands the gedda of ad lo yaseach dais. Why? What's in it? Lo yaseach datoi. In order that it should never come to be matzav of mezalza with kalas rosh. So the Rosh Hashanah in Shina, that's not necessary. It's not necessary for any further protection. Is anyway in a situation where Kakalas Rosh Hashanah is dying. There's Shom of Roime. There's nothing in it that he has to be concerned about. Zok the Rosh that it's only Avol Kesha'imet B'Yirum Esasin Etzrochov. Avol B'Yirum. He says if it's Oisip B'Malachta V'Nosse. In other words, the Rosh has been Mechadish. There is no din really that you have to be aware of the Tefillin the whole time. You don't have to be thinking about it. You don't have to be. Nishtal's out there. Einzach. You have to be. Make sure you're on guard. Nishmekos zayim bekalos reish. But mokim the tefillin. It's a big chiddush in the way the Rosh understands it. The awareness is only to guard yourself. As long as you're also on the kedusha. Ebein. The zokter avo apisha oisim bevelachtei v'menosei v'ein datel emamish. Einzach nikra hesach adas. Yeah. Otherwise, remember he brings a rabbi. Chalal people wore the tefillin the whole day. They said shayach to say it's the ganze tot nishmeseach dasgur. And the person is Isaac in his sleep, it's not Isaac in all the Havle Oilum which can attract him to any kind of a massive Kalas Rosh, but may not forget. And the Gemara of Shina Shoshoim is a good disaster. It's a horror shlok when a person is asleep. But may not, there's nothing to be worried about in the massive Hesach Hadas. Those are the Rosh. The Rosh is Mechiach within Shina Betfilin. that the yesod of the din of being on guard of yourself is not a positive din that it needs a kind of a connection or awareness or mindfulness. The ikanishkin kalas there are kalas roish. Rather, normally you have to be careful. A person can get the kalas roish very easily, and when he's asleep, he doesn't have that. A meiser, the shagasari goes to bring various rishonim was to halt nishdazoi. He brings a Rambam. Elzok the Moshe. Venerely, just to mention one or two of the Maramakomas and this, and then he gets back to the sugya to be mechicha from our Gemara. But the ikka nidden, which is negel and idon, is with how the shagasar is going to be mechicha from Nuzrusud. Venerely, the harder Rabbeinu Yonah Polig Ahisha Kosov a Rambam. The Rambam says in Torah Sa'adom, the Torah brings it in Lahalocha, that the discussion is the following. He discusses the din of Avu. About he has to be misuvi daitu lechav and libel etzvila and shaliyasi achdat mehen hilchach monachlu beyishiv daitu avol b'shas b'chi vehesped loy monachlu loy aleinu and over is an amatzav of hesped u'b'chi. So it's not shaykh for him to be able to be aware of his tefillin. He can't think about his tefillin in this kind of a circumstances. But the Ramban says there are certain situations that an ovul should be wearing. They're not talking about the halacha of Avedis, where he's not allowed to wear tefillin. He's talking about the fact that there are certain circumstances where a person is overwhelmed by certain herogation, a kenish trachten from the tefillin. Zokta, avada v'shas, v'chesped, and v'chi, etc. Nishtokha shalit v'chalas roish. There's nothing over there which you have to be concerned about. It's not worse than a person when he's asleep. On the Ramban held that because it's in a matzav, the kind of frame of mind, was tefillin kind of mishtrachten, tefillin is not so immediately relevant for him, and a matzav is overcome by b'chi and hesped, but maybe kind of mishtrachten. So the shagasar of Arei b'shas, b'chi v'hesped shalom, and inkan z'chot b'chalos roish, other rabbis, b'kovid roish, b'achmo, v'nafilochi, u'bevadai, ein shum tam, l'chadek zokta. In a word, he's being mechiyach from this Ramban, but avada, the inyan of the awareness of the tefillin means pushing to be mindful that they're there. But Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin says, "Mitztair umi she'ein daiter miyushavas u'nachoyin olof potim in atfillin shemaniyat tefillin also le'adayat daiter man." Rambam is not talking about all necessarily, but he's talking about somebody who's very torah b'machshavto. He's got something that's like otish kan yishu v'adas. So the Rambam is potter from tefillin under such circumstances. Well, it's a do'a locha that tefillin the person needs to be aware of. So this is the Rambam, Mitztair, Rabbi Shein Daitu, Mishav Avada, he has to work on himself, take Musa, as long as I'm Mitztair, they don't know what the circumstances may be. But Al-Kaponim, if a person's in a frame of mind such that he can't be mechavan to the wearing of the tefillin, a kenish drogon is potter from wearing tefillin because he can't be mechavan this day. Potter from wearing tefillin, Shamaniyat tefillin, also Lasiyat Daitu Mehen. So Avada, this has nothing to do with the matzah of Schoik and the Kalas Roish. It's clear from the Rambam and the Ramban the way that the Shagasari understands. That the din, this is a totally different halacha over here. There's a din for state that al mitzchoy tomid means that there's an awareness because of the kedushas hashemus, whether it's derisive, either biskerovil zogim because of the tefillin sheyesh by shemus, whether it's a rabbanu b'tesis zog, or by his learning, and these initially the rosh is a foolish nishna zog, the rosh brings a right from shina. That avada, there is no positive din of awareness of a mindfulness. The ikka is nishchayk tzchoyk and kalas roish. Of the Shagasari brings from Rambam and Ramban, you can see that they applied this din to a matzah where a person is not connected to the awareness of tefillin, which has nothing to do with the matzah of Schoik Kal Tzorish. A person needs to be aware, needs to be connected to the tefillin. I said, oh, Shemus, you need to be aware of it. Yeah. Akaponim, then he goes on to discuss perhaps what the halacha of mishmash of the tefillin is. Pashtus, he says, the halacha of mishmash of the tefillin is like the Rambam and the Ramban understand. The halacha of awareness, Kaseidah, you have to know that it's there, so you have to be mashmash to remind yourself that it's there. He says, according to the Rosh, what the din of Mishmash is, you have to remind yourself it's there, and all that shouldn't come to Kalas Rosh. How are you going to tell it? It's again an ishtut to come to Kalas. It's a means to an end, according to the Rosh. According to the Rambam, the Mishmash is the Tachlis itself, the awareness. The Mishmash is what I wear.
So, how do
you
answer the
Rosh's
question?
Yeah, so that's really a discussion. That's what I'm saying. Your next Bar Mitzvah, you'll have a chance to look into this. That's a very thrilling discussion. It's not going to show you. I just want to get back to the Torah to see how the Shah decided to speak from under the Sugit. Yeah, it's an interesting discussion, as I say, Kaharichim was it. Zokte, Azoi, Avada, Venirli, that the Tfilin, Be'etzem, also Be'etzem, Hadas, Be'etzem, and Hilkoch, he has to be Mashmish, because he has to, the Torah is Machayef, push it to be aware of the Metzias. I mentioned, Trok Tfilin, Trok Tremus is something which he has to be aware of, not because of Stoika Kaddish, but because of the Kedusha, what he needs to have. And the emphasis, the ikka that I'd like to relate to is the hechrich that is mechich from our sugi. And he says, as a, I will mokim the pinch of the Rosh, however we're going to for the various Gemoras, etc. Ruchik mipshat hasugim. Shahari mitome de gabetzis. So just reading out a few lines of Shagazari. This halacha ba'etzim is learned from, where's the makor of this halacha tzvilin? Halacha tzvilin is like learned from this gemara of Tome de Tzitz, from our gemara. Shahari mitome de gabetzis yalfinon. Shalo yaseach daite mehem. Umashma shalo yishkach klal mitzit shal mitzchoy gzeres hakosofu. Veloi mishum gzeres shom yovel vekalos roish. Tome it. There's awareness. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah about Kalas Rosh. But it could be that's what the Torah is concerned about. Be aware because of Kalas Rosh. Aber es sagt also, wo oid koshali, lomani de kosvi lachmona gab et sitz tomit shali yaseach daiti mimenu. Ve im lo yikori hesach hadas, otherwise it's a shayl of hesach hadas. If there would, if there would be hesach hadas, we would worry about Kalas Rosh. He says like this, harei lahar b'gedoylim, and this is a very interesting discussion we should have time, we'll get back to. You're only allowed to wear the big day kahuna only b'shas avoid. Hare lahar b'gedoylim osse the kagod laniach tzitz al mitzvah ele b'shas avoid. We make not struggle b'shas avoid. So b'shas avoid is a b'shas of tzitz kalas rosh. Ain't the chamatzuv of yira of b'shas avoid when a man's got a kai macht avoid. He doesn't need to do anything b'shas of the kai is doing avoid as all to protect himself from tzitz kalas rosh. Hare lahar b'gedoylim osse the kagod laniach tzitz al mitzvah ele b'shas avoid. The auto could head give chain of sit sorry because of this which has avoided the having as a mate so thought all in the bald of sense a lot of very big dosh even with if sure if not do with avoid in the mid dosh the lot of very big dosh anyway the mockim is a mary the give a khaif and the yeah person is not even allowed to go with the face of makle the other of a very big dosh is a having in the dock and san carlos rush nicht avoid with the law nicht the mid dosh with the glass so what stuff what does he need to have a bazai the extra din tira that he needs to have this awareness of this Tomid, a mitzvah Tomid, shalom yisiyach da'at, it shouldn't be misiyach da'as from the tzitz. Imishim kalas roish is in a situation where there's kamo isurim and kamo machayv and ishtod of kalas roish. V'hari lahar v'gadoylev osir l'kai god lohaniach tzitz al mitzvah elu b'shas avoyda v'otu koin hedin she'il al tzitz is muta v'afile man do'oma b'veitz ha'migdosh afile shalom b'shas avoyda shori. And even if you're going to say no, oba he's allowed to wear it even shalom b'shas avoyda. Because mokim koshali, the also kalas roish, even without the din, tepuk lei because it's based on mikdash. Mikdash aytirosh. They don't come gemoros as mikdash is the main din of moir mikdash is nishtof and kalas roish. Even with that, even shalim shas avoda. So even zoi zok the mishal yosari, and that's better because it's tainas in the sugya. Yeah, it's all clear. After these are only din of the rabbanon. After this din of moir mikdash, the tonish game of kalas roish is maybe the rabbanon the kalocha. But It's beikah his the takeoff of his taina against these rishonim against the Rosh's mahalak that the din of hesach hadas of tefillin is only shelo yomer de kalas roish. The ikah his taina is from the our sugya for the din v'shteit by tzitz. It's a din which is very unlikely to be the side of this trapped because hayoyisas the kai gozel in the matzav of wearing the tzitz whichever it may be the ikah v'shas avoda. And even if it's shalei v'shas avoda or in a mirror mikdash, where anyway there's the isef kalas roish lachir, it's not necessary to be choishes as a chok the tzitz that could come to a matzav of kalas roish because to be worried about protecting the covered of the shem Hashem that is where shalei yoli the kalas roish in these particular situations. Elomai, much more light, much more mistaber is okay. There's a din, a positive din, as it has to be kasei the mindful of Hashem's soul. Nay din. A person has to be aware, al mitzchoy tomid, that he has to be aware of the Shem Hashem, not just the Kalas Rosh, not for Kay, he's not allowed to, he has to be the Kedushas Hashem is Mechayev, that he has to say to be aware of it. Ayyubazoy, Pashtus, the din of Tfilin, is that din which is Nilma from Sitz, the world says Nilma from Sitz, that there's a din of awareness of the Tfilin, nothing to do with the din of Kalas Rosh, the way the Rosh understands it. If you're worried about what's the time with Shema, etc., we have to consider what the terutzim to the kasher of the Rosh may be. But it's the aside of what this din that we're learning from Tzitz that was really Metoch HaSugya, something which is a greater nidin, in Kedas HaRosh, that the whole din of Tfilin is, he has to be aware, Kedesh HaLayovid, the Kalas Rosh, now from this, and whether that's something which can be simply understood in the Alfusa of Tzitz, where the Halacha of Etzim of Tzitz is that Hayos is B'Sha'as Avoyda, in the Mirim Ingdash, where Halacha of Kalas Rosh is not a Hashash, but probably the Halacha of Tzitz is a Halacha that has to be Kaseidah worn on his head. I'd like just to relate, Victor, just to remind ourselves of what we've seen so far in the Etzim Divra Gimor. Sugis HaGimor, I'm a chalikas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, is how to understand the dinim of the Pasuk of al mitzvah v'noso and the din of Tomid. Rav Yehuda says the din of Tomid is the din of Hesach Hadas, that you need to know, because you need to be aware, because say that you have it. And Rav Shimon says the din of tumah is the ritzu is tumah. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the Rabbi Yehuda holds the ritzu is only when you're wearing it. Only on mitzvah and also avon hakodshim is only when he's wearing it. When he's not wearing it, nishtaz adin. Rabbi Shimon says no, whenever there is it, so long as there is it, it's meant for an apostle, it's meratz, even if you're not wearing it. Tumah is according to Rabbi Shimon, that's the din of tumah, which tells the ritzu is the whole time. But the haga of Rabbi Shimon, I've learned from them that a bazoi, on Yom Kippur, when a person is not wearing the tzitz, is meratzah, and Musnah Sam, that's meratzah even when you're not wearing it, and he buys it from the psukim, reviewed holds to 100 b'tzibos, so he doesn't have the problem with Yom Kippur, and he holds that it's not meratzah b'shas when you're not wearing it. So, the hemshach from them is, the tefillin, the chelik of the sugya, just to understand that, I'd like B'ez Hashem next time to get back to the other chelik of this Gemara, the Yom Kippur, the wearing it, the not wearing it, etc. But just, let's develop what we learned from this din of tefillin. Of the Gemara Madai given for the dinner of Yehuda, that there's a din that you're not allowed to be Messiah Das from your tefillin, Mikal V'chaymer, from the din that there is on tzitz, because the tzitz has only got one shame, and there's a din of Tomish, Shalai Yaseyach Da'at Vimenu. So, if Azoy, Abadah by tefillin, there's a din of Tomish, Shalai Yaseyach Da'at Vimenu. It's a shit to the Buddha, it's a kult to the Bshim, and that din L'chayr does not apply. Abri Yehuda holds there is no ritzu tzitz Tomish, it's a din Shalai Yaseyach Da'at Vimenu, because then Akasha from Tosis. That says it asks the chayyim that tefillin is not a kal v'chayyim from tzitz because tzitz is an open shem Hashem, tefillin is a covered shem Hashem. The comparison to the two are not to be compared to each other. Zok teisves and achanami is only a din rabon, only a din rabon. Or the biskerov gezokt as the chayyim the kasher teisa nishka kasher because the din that you have to be aware of the tzitz is not a din of the shem Hashem that you have to be aware of. It's the tzitz covering the shem Hashem that a person needs to be connected to. It's the carriers, the keli was lit in them where it's inscribed the Shem Hashem. It was Zokta, the tefillin which is a kol shekain because it's got many shemis inscribed, and the tefillin daf as I know where it's not the shem as such, it's the tefillin, it's the tzitz. And the raya is always the kol v'chim, which can kol v'chim. I just want to tie that up with the hemshach Hashem. Then we have the nidden, what this whole din of Hesach Hadas is all about. What's the din of Hesach Hadas? Is the din of Hesach Hadas? And Machlokes Rishonim, what the din of Hesach Hadas by tefillin is. According to the Rosh, the din Hesach Hadas is there's no din of positive awareness of what it is. The main thing is that it shouldn't come to Kalos Rosh. It shouldn't come to Kalos Rosh. And the Shagas Aryeh brings the Rambam, Funzei is Mavur, Nishtazai, that they hold that whatever person is not able to keep contact, to keep connected to the tefillin, Amatzav Avedus, Amatzav Mitzdar, then according to Lididu, the halacha is that there's also a p'tura tefillin. I can echlish mimikayim the halacha shalei yaseyach das. So the Shagas Aryeh, there's not Amatzav Kalos Rosh, there's no chashash of Kalos Rosh, it's not a situation where there's such a chashash. It's loigor then shena of the Rosh. Unafel ochi, they hold that that's a p'tura from being able to wear tefillin, is because they hold that the halacha of Hesach Hadas is a different din. It's a positive connection to the tefillin that you have. So being positively connected. The raya from the cheshbon and the sugya that the Shagas Aryeh was mechiach was because if the whole chashash, back to the tzitz, which is the makor of this halacha, if the whole chashash is the chashash of kalos roish, lechayre ben the kohen gadol nishtol the chashash is loy miboy noch the rishayin that is only b'shas avoda. Why don't nishtol the chashash that of kalos roish? Unu meira migdash, even if it's not b'shas avoda, meira migdash anyway doesn't allow the chashash of kalos roish. Elomai. For this halacha is you possibly need to be connected to the tefillin that you're wearing. You need to connect to the tefillin that you're wearing. Who are then the tefillin is pashtus is all by locha, which is learned kal v'chayim from tzitz. There's an inyan that you have to be connected. There's an inyan of awareness of the tefillin that you have to wear. So kenzai im nafshach loyimam. This far I'm just going to leave to finish off with the shaila that we've got. This machlokes rishonim, whether the problem is the kalas roish or the inyan is to be connected, is eshev b'yisaydi in toila in the havana that the biskarov brings in the two tzedim of what this halacha is. Ula. We've seen two machlekes over here. The Biskarov is understanding in Tosfos that the halacha over here is because of the Shem Hashem. It's the Shem Hashem which a person needs to be mechabed. Frek Tosfos, there's a difference between a Shem Hashem which is open and with a Shem Hashem which is covered. So the Biskarov is not the Shem Hashem open and covered. It's actually the inscription of the Shem Hashem. So Ulayef Shalima. That's just a smaller to consider. If the pshat is that the problem is that the problem of kavod roish. Then it's itochen. Now Tosfos Taina is a good Taina. If the Shem Hashem is covered, then the Indian of Kalos Roish, Pashtus Kalos Roish is something where there's an open Shem Hashem, there's a problem of Kalos Roish. Kalas Roish is not something which connects so easily to Nafkaminov. A Kaili was not Shem Hashem, a Nishkin Kaili was not Shem Hashem. Kalas Roish passes easily for Hashem Hashem, which is open, passes Nishkin Kalas Roish. So it's Yitochen, if Tosis is understanding, as Tosis does, that the problem is this open Shem Hashem, as opposed to a covered Shem Hashem, and then ask that the vault of Tosis is perhaps, because Tosis understanding of Deus and Osha, the problem is Kalas Roish. The Kalas Roish is a covered Shem Hashem, in Ishtar Zeifel was Choshes after the Shem Hashem. Masha'in came, we were talking about the way that other Rishonim understand, it's not a problem of Kalas Roish. There's a Indian, that person has to be connected. So of them is Yitochen, that the Bros Whisker of says, what is connected to is, the Tzitzvah struck the Shem Hashem, or the Tzvinim struck the Shem Hashem. It's not the open or close that he's being connected to, he's being connected to the inscription, the altar, the Selik, the Shem Hashem. Is Yitochen Ma'oid, that the longest that the Shagasari is handling, as to whether it's the Kalas Roish, or whether it's a feeling connection, may have to do with the longness of the taste of the Biskarav, as to what it is that we're concerned about. Is it concerned about the Shem Hashem itself, open and closed, which is lends itself to Achilik in Kalas Roish, or whether it's that Indian and Madaf Kuseda feel that the connection that there is to be tied in to the Tzvillin and the Tzitzis, which is Pashtus is Faked, the Tzitz was not Kedusha because it's carrying the Shem Hashem. And the Tzvillin which are carrying the Shem Hashem, there is Aloha, that person has to be aware the whole time. It's not necessarily, this Svorah is not necessarily got to do with whether it's open or closed, with the Brisker of Tainas, but the Svorah has got nothing to do with the open Shem Hashem or closed Shem Hashem. Perhaps the two in Yonim are connected, obviously, I don't believe it.